But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Here we are, a playoff football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, you ready, buddy?
I am ready, Brother Spike. Man, it is Football Friday. I got my neck rolled. Holla at your boy.
So, Jack, still not here. Still on paternity leave. Football Friday, playoffs. Still taking care of all these kids, he says. Might have to replace him permanently with Honest Jack. So, no Jack today. We do have a big show. Nonetheless, though, Nick Kostos will join us at 2:40 or so to give you your picks for the weekend. Somebody like Ike or Jack do need that help given their betting history. So that'll happen around 2:40. Coming up around 3, Elliot will check in from practice or right after practice to find out what's going on with AJ, what's going on with Jalen, what's going on with Devontae Smith, who missed practice today. The Tornado Shapiro game day forecast at 3:30. Jaws joins us at 4. The top 5 at 5 at 5 o'clock. There is a lot happening today, Ike Reese.
Yes, there is. Right. As it usually is on Fridays.
And this is the biggest Friday. The biggest Friday we've had, I was going to say of the year, but it's only the second Friday we've had of the year. First one. But obviously, we start with Sunday's game, Eagles and Packers, 4:30. You can hear the entire thing right here on 94 WIP. Hear the pregame show with Ike and Gilio and Hugh and the 75 other people. That'll be here as well. This game, I think my position on this game now, we'll make our picks later, but the Eagles are favored, and they should be favored. The Eagles are the more talented team, for sure. But I just don't think there's enough respect and nerves around here facing the Green Bay Packers. I think everybody needs to be a little more nervous and a little more respectful about the team that we are facing on Sunday. People are acting like this is a normal 7 seed. The Green Bay Packers. This is not a normal 7 seed. This is a team with a top 5 offense and a top 5 defense. If they weren't in the NFC North, they probably have won 13 or 14 games. This is a team who has a QB who has been very, very good the second half of this year, who had turnover problems in the first half of this year, but has not had that. It's a team that has explosive plays on offense. It's a team that scores points. And do they have injuries? Sure, they've got a couple of injuries. Mm-hmm. They have one on offense, one on defense. But let's not act like we haven't been infected by that, too. People are playing, but Jalen Hurts hasn't practiced or played. He's practiced twice now, hasn't played a game in 3 weeks. A.J. Brown hasn't practiced in 2 weeks with a knee. Devontae Smith was out of practice today, I guess, as a precaution because of back spasms. We did lose our best edge rusher in the middle of the season, which we've made up for, but we did lose it. We are not going into this game perfect either. So, again, the Eagles are a favorite. They should be the favorite. But I feel like there's not enough respect and not enough nerves going into this game, Ike.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. When your team is as good as this team is, it's hard to conjure up that anxiety that we sometimes will do. Now, that may come next round. There certainly will be in that NFC Championship game. Be a little bit of butterflies there. And that's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of nervous energy. I don't find it to be make you any less of an Eagles fan. But there, this week, I got to tell you, Spike, this game may not be dominated from start to finish by the Eagles. I think the defense will be the most impressive unit come Sunday afternoon. And I think Saquon is going to be unleashed. I just really do. I think this dude is he came here to play in games like this and bigger. He's been in the playoffs, but has yet to play in front of a home crowd in the playoffs.
He's going to wild. He's been in the league 6 years.
Yes,
yes. Has never played in front of a home crowd.
So he's going to get to experience that Sunday night. I think Jalen makes a couple timely throws, but in the end, I got to admit, if I'm going on a scale of 1 to 10, 8, 8.5.
Confidence?
Yeah. I mean, that's where I'm at.
I'm hovering around five and a half.
Now, I cringed on the way in here today, driving, listening to Joe and Cal do the whole, they're a lock.
Giglio said they would run the Packers out of the building.
Yeah.
That's the side that you're on. You're on Giglio's side.
I cringe.
Just so we're clear.
I cringe when I hear stuff like that. I'm not overconfident. I just feel good about this team. AJ is I'm hoping this rest is going to have AJ be AJ Brown Sunday night. But if we use the game plan that I'm looking to use, which is run the football and play great defense, we win this football game by double digits.
We got to throw the football a little bit.
You will.
Too.
We will. Right. I just don't need us coming out as if we need to prove that we're this is Eric Coryell and the Chargers from the 80s with Dan Fouts. You remember him?
Dan Fouts. I remember Dan Fouts.
Kevin Winslow.
Yeah.
Senior.
Yeah. I'm old enough to remember
John
Dan
Jefferson.
Fouts. Yeah.
Remember those guys?
So you mentioned.
Francisco has no idea who the hell I'm talking
about. You know who Dan Fouts is.
You said Kevin Winslow? I know what Dan Fouts is.
Yeah, you know Kevin Winslow Jr.
Yes. Chargers?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I know.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Are Eagles fans not respecting the Packers enough? Should we have a healthy respect? And here's the other thing regarding our injuries. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, is that Jalen and AJ have not really been on the field together since the Washington game. And that was only, what, 8 plays, however many times he was on the field. Haven't practiced together because AJ left practice, 10 minutes into it on Wednesday. Didn't practice on Thursday. I don't think practice today. Okay. So that communication, we're talking about a Packers defense that turns the ball over more than any other defense in the league, has a safety sitting back there who I think leads the league in interceptions.
At least tied for the league.
Tied for the league in interceptions.
Eight of them, I believe.
And you know, we've talked about turnovers being important and Jalen not turning the ball over, that sort of stuff. This just feels like one of those games where that lack of communication, maybe that lack of cohesiveness that might be there because they haven't played a lot together over the last several weeks. Mm-hmm. Just the entire game, again, I think the Eagles are the better team and they are at home, but I have a healthy respect and bit of nerves for this game on Sunday. I don't think this is the sort of game that people are looking at. I'm hearing about blowout. I'm hearing about, like you're saying, double-digit win. Giglio saying run them out of the building. Even the experts we talked to.
Literally run them out of the building.
The experts we talked to. Mm-hmm. We talked to Baldy. Baldy's like, this game's not even going to be played. We talked to Shiel Kapadia. Shiel's like, doesn't even think it's going to be close. Mike Mayock, who we all have a lot of respect for, just doesn't think the game's going to be close. And that line opened up at 3.5 for a reason. You know, this is a good team. The Packers, they don't profile like the sort of team we do because of the record, I think, and because of the inconsistency. But they are a good team. They're a talented team. This is a real 2-7 matchup. This is not a team that just squeaked into the playoffs, the Green Bay Packers.
Sure,
you know?
They just don't have the...
They're probably the fourth best team in the NFC.
Yeah, they don't have the level of talent that we have. Though,
no,
overall.
They do not.
Yeah.
They do not. Yeah. But you would say, you would take them, just before we get to calls, in 215-592-9494. So we would say the three best teams in the NFC would be, in no order, the Eagles, the Lions, and the Vikings, right?
Yes.
But beyond that, the Packers are the fourth best team. I would take them over the Rams. I would take them over the Bucks. I would take them over the Commanders.
I don't know.
Really?
At the beginning of the season, maybe, yeah. I don't know if I'd take them over Washington right now. I don't know if I'd take them over the Bucks right now.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're a good team, but they're not at their strongest right now, and that's what we're talking about right now. So, yep. Yeah, they're not at their strongest right now. If I look at Washington and Tampa, and I know Tampa, for some reason, struggled against a divisional opponent in the Saints last week, a game they should have basically dominated, but they didn't. They won it. And Washington has won 12 games. Yeah, Washington has won 12 games this year.
In the NFC East.
Sure.
You know, if Washington's in the NFC North, they probably don't win 12 games.
Okay, I mean, that's you could say that.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like...
We don't know that.
We don't.
Well, you would agree Jaden Daniels has probably had a better year than Jordan Love.
Had a better year. I'd still rather have Jaden Daniels in the play or Jordan Love in the playoffs.
Hmm.
He's been there. He's been in the league 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, won a playoff game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nah, listen, they beat a fraud Cowboys team last year.
They did.
And listen, they went to San Francisco and played well. Mm-hmm. They very well could have won that game. I'm not going to take that away from them. I look at their, other than Josh Jacobs, I don't look at anything else on their offense that puts any fear in me.
No, they're not they are a by committee sort of offense, which is, I think, actually works in their favor with the Christian Watson injury, mm-hmm. in that if we... Us losing A.J. Brown is different than them losing Christian Watson.
Yes.
We lose A.J. Brown, the whole offense changes.
Yeah.
They lose Christian Watson, I don't think it's the same thing. All right. 215-592-9494. Do we need more respect for the Packers on Sunday? Leading us off, as always, our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus, who I know is not going to agree with me. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
As long as you know. Listen, I don't got to respect nobody. I'm not on the field. Hey, boss man D-Lo said it best. She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog. And that's what's going to happen. Every big dog on this team going to show up on the field at 4:25 on Sunday talking about some Jordan Love. Man, listen, you just told me, hold on. You just told me yesterday my quarterback has something to prove. So this dude right here, you better show me. If he good, he had a good season, you better show me. Because your best win is against Dak Prescott. Where he at?
Well, that's still a better playoff. Wait, hold up. Corey, Dak Prescott's a better quarterback than Jalen's beating in the playoffs.
I don't know that because him and Daniel Jones both at home.
Oh, right? Come on.
That's all I see. All I see is at home. All I know is you look at big picture, that's all I see. I see two bros at home. Listen, the big dog, the bully, he going to be all right. You know, Slim Reaper, he going to be all right. And, hey, I'm back. Hey, listen. Everybody was praying. Hey, listen. I'm letting you know right now. We got five hogs on that offensive line that either been a pro bowler or an all-pro this year. And you got 2K. Who? 2K stay in the backfield. I don't care how you want it. Jalen, the bully, and think they're not going to be ready if you want to. They better have whoever their defensive coordinator is, Jeff Stanley or whatever. But you better think they ain't ready. I hope you better put me sleeping, missing up your sleep tonight, planning for these boys, because they coming. And Michael Jordan, yeah, he got something to prove, despite he disrespecting him. I put the message through. Hey, man, the afternoon show says you ain't, you know, squat. You know, you ain't that good. So, you know, he here, and we might after the game on Sunday get, is that what y'all want to see? Birds being on Sunday, I ain't got to respect nobody. I'm a fan, and I'm rolling with the crew. And I ain't even touched on the defensive side. You already know what they got on that side. JC up front. That boy Bond in the middle, Nakobe. Oh, my God. Secondary big play. Quinyanamo. And they told me my boy Cooper has second team, first team, all pro, both in the slot. Boy,
hold on.
Man.
Cooper made all pro?
No,
they said he had votes.
Oh, yeah, votes. Okay.
He got votes.
Okay, we'll take that. We'll take votes. We'll take it.
I was like, wait a minute. What is Corey saying here?
all I'm saying is, you told me they got 31 turnovers with some of the best in the NFL. Hey, yo, you know who got 28? You know who got 28 turnovers on at least 20? Huh? So that ain't no problem. Because if they throw it up, we got the boys to bring it down. That's all I got. Birds big on Sunday. I give you a score. I give you 31-20.
Okay.
31-20. I like it.
All right.
I like it. See,
all right,
what about tonight?
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
He probably would have jinxed him anyway.
Oh, does Ohio State play tonight?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Who
do
they play?
Texas.
Okay. Who's going to win?
Ohio State.
Okay.
Although, as hard as I went with Penn State yesterday, they may want me to be off of their bandwagon. Yes.
215-592-9494. Are Eagles fans respecting the Packers enough and nervous enough about the game?
We respect the cheeseheads.
Oh, speaking of, you brought it up, so mm-hmm. I might as well. I'm very, very sorry for all the Nittany Lions fans in the area who no longer go to school there, who aren't able to plan their big trip back to Happy Valley after they win the national championship to act like they're in college again. Looks like the year's over. Very, very sorry for you. I'm really, like, I'm broken up because I was really hoping that every 52-year-old who went to Penn State in the area could take a trip back to Happy Valley after they win the championship.
This is really...
Yes. So they could hang out at the student bars.
Man, salt in the wound, man. Salt in the wound.
It's a real bummer.
Oh, man.
And it's a real bummer for everyone around here who cheers for Penn State that didn't go to Penn State acting like it's right down the street. NYU is closer to us than Penn State. So is St. John's. So is American University. I could go on and on and on. Ignoring Villanova football. You're disgraceful. Temple football. You're disgraceful.
Temple still has football?
I think so.
All right. My bad, TU alum. That was unnecessary. I didn't mean to take a shot at those guys.
Dawkins in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Doc?
Yo, Ike Spike. What's up?
What up, Doc?
Nothing much, man. First of all, shout out my cousin Nick Dawkins last night, starting center at Penn State, man. You played your heart out, my dog. I love you.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't talking about him. I was just talking about the old alumni. I feel bad for the players.
No, no, I got you. I got
you. All right.
But I think what you think about Jalen Hurts not playing all preseason and then coming out throwing for 278 against the Packers.
278 and five turnover-worthy plays against the Packers. Two interceptions, right?
Wow.
There was the one to Jahan Dotson that should have been a pick six, and part of the reason why we changed our offense in the
first game of the season. Yeah.
Yeah, he threw a bunch of yards after not, you know, playing in the preseason, but like that game on offense was there were a lot of big plays, but it was messy. That was a messy game. I don't think that is that game is the blueprint behind, you know, the Eagles and this. I feel like it's a completely different Eagles offense. You know, he threw for a bunch of yards, but he also turned the ball over a few times.
But I feel like it was only messy because it was like the first game of the season, you know? I feel like everyone's come together now, and especially it's the playoffs, they're going to play hard. I feel like we might. They definitely going to come out slow. It's the Eagles, you know, and it's the playoff game. Packers going to play tough. But I feel like we're going to pull away in the fourth quarter. Like the other guy said, like I feel like it's going to be like a 31-17 type of game, 31-20. It's definitely going to be close at first, though, you know?
Yeah, I'm feeling, you know, I was on a Milwaukee radio station today. They were talking about the game, and they asked about the crowd. And they were like, how much of an advantage is it for the Eagles being at home? And my thing on what I told them about the crowd is, if the Eagles start off hot, that crowd can make it so the Packers never come back into the game. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget the interception in the NFC Championship game against the Vikings. Yep. And I was like, oh, there's no way the Vikings are winning this game. But if it starts slow like they normally do, I actually think our crowd sometimes can work as a disadvantage because the nerves in there are obvious. The discontent is obvious. It gets antsy in there too. So this would be, we always want to start off fast. This game, I think, it's tough because Hurts hasn't played in a few weeks. But man, it would be big if they start off, maybe they get an interception early, something like that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like starting off fast on Sunday is a big, big advantage to the Eagles if they can get it done. And they just haven't done it very often.
Yeah, I would say that for any other playoff team, I would be scared to start off slow. But I feel like with the Packers, I don't think it's not one thing that they do better than us, you know? And I don't know. It's just everyone's kind of a little shaky on it. I feel like it's not a lock. You know, it's a playoff team. They get paid and all that. You know, they're a good team, but I just can't see it happening. I don't see us losing to the Packers, bro. I really don't.
All right, give me a score.
Yeah, what's your score?
Like I said, first half going to be close, but pull away in the fourth quarter. I'm going to go with 30-17.
All right.
Everybody's got two-score games.
I like it.
It's crazy. Good. Thanks.
I like it.
Thanks, Doc. You know, the Packers, too, offensively have been more of a second-half team than a first-half team. Mm-hmm. Like, this could be an anxiety-filled first half for both teams.
Oh, yeah, I expect it to be. Yeah,
so, like, start off slow, like a 7-6 halftime score or something.
Yeah, don't mistake my 10-point win as a sort of dominant win from start to finish. Yeah, sure. I do believe there'll be some moments of angst in the game. And I just think what we normally do is pull away from teams in the second half. We tend to wear them down, and that's what I believe is going to happen Sunday. It may be some tense moments there, but I think eventually we come out in the second half. Like, if Green Bay doesn't take advantage of what we predict may be a slow start to the game, and it's still a three-point game or even a one-score game, then I believe Green Bay's in trouble in the second half.
The interesting thing about the Eagles, too, I think we talked about last couple of weeks, is the offense starts slow. Our defense kind of starts slow, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a bunch of times over the second half of the year where the opposing offense sort of went up and down the field on us the first drive or two. And even the Cowboys game, Cowboys went up the field on the first drive.
Yep.
The Rams game, it happened. The Bengals game, it happened. So yeah, it could be an interesting first half in there. Like I don't think this is, if it ends up being a two score game, I think it's more the way that you describe it than a, you
right.
know, we're up early and then we just
like
sort
we
of
just cruise to a win.
Milk the clock away in the second
half.
I
don't see that. I don't see that. But I think there's something to what the Eagles do, really both offensively and defensively. Sometimes they are better once they've seen what the opponent does, then they go make the adjustments, and now they, you know what I mean? They come out and they try stuff, and if it works, they'll stick with it. If it doesn't, they're like, all right, we see what they're trying to do to us. Now we need to be able to do this, especially defensively. I think about that Bengals game where the Bengals went down the field with no problem the first two drives. We held them to a field goal, I believe, on the second one.
Yep.
Because had they gone up 14-0, oh, yeah, because Slay made a big play in the end zone.
Yep.
They go up 10-0, but we're able to get back in the game because we score on the next drive going down.
Yeah, that's what I've asked BG about the slow starts defensively on the Brandon Graham show. And he said normally what happens is exactly what you're describing, is a lot of times that they'll expect one thing, but the team will come in doing something, having adjusted something. So it's more about figuring out how the team is attacking them, and that's when they tighten up. They communicate, you know, Fangio looks to see what's going on, and they've tightened up. Because that's what's happened. Even as good as this defense has been, there have been, my sense watching the game as a doom-ridden Eagles fan,
mm-hmm.
is when those first drives happen for the other team, this is the game. This is the game that the defense falls apart, and they just haven't really since. You know, Washington moved the ball pretty well.
Yep.
But it's just Washington and Tampa. It really hasn't happened since Tampa.
And even Washington, what did they score? 22 in the fourth quarter?
Yes, it was 22 in the fourth quarter.
A lot of that came in the fourth quarter, yep. So yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. You got any nerves about the Packers? Coming up next, ESPN, they have a computer model that determines how many times each team wins the game. If you play it 100 times, we will tell you what the ESPN computer model did, and our own betting computer model, his name is Nick Kostos, will join us, help you with your playoff, your super wild card weekend playoff bets. That is all coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.